fulfill of levels graded. Voices from balconies, tears take forever, tears take forever. So no, like waterfalls, waterfalls ahead. No, moving shades. Now all I've got, so now you love me. All I've got, so now you love me. No, I've got, so now you love me. No, I've got time to watch tears fall. Before it was just us, now we write love stories for me. Take forever. Thank you.
Music for kite burning.
It's very high up, something like the kite, just in the corner of the eye, begins to shimmer
by a ray of something.
This smoke coming up from behind the image.
Light, and then it's kind of, you know, it's gonna grow into something a bit bigger.
And then this creeping
big piece of
the
fabric,
slowly dissolving the bottom of the image, licking up a little bit.
All spectators speechlessness.
Removing
communal
thinness from the frame,
and then it's
until
just licking the sky.
All that is left is the bones strung together.
Thank you.
Music for falling from the sky.
The sky is much with this one. Very little images.
Ceiling of a kitchen.
More like a painted a ball in the stomach
sky, and then you can jump
empty
from the fridge
iron bowl
with no very little gravity down to a chess painted floor,
and so heavy this ball that is sinking you down through the air
of jumping out, or having stepped out into it.
Music for collecting bones.
Then when all of the bones of the kite have fallen to the ground, there is collecting this nervousness in the air.
It's just like walking around.
Some kind of tension in all the people walking.
With a strange, like dark, obscure
kind
sky.
Of pause.
And there's a connectedness in the feeling
the
of grass family.
Is high.
And there's some like blue,
but you know there's some like,
horizon, like
between
blue.
The strands
kind of heavy,
and then one starts to walk around and spot these fallen bones between the rushes. Slowly picking them up, putting them in the silver bag by their side.
Hello.
Hello.
This was the movie.
This was it.
Do you know what it's called?
The long movie.
The very long movie.
No. No, I don't know. Is it a quiz or...
No, it's not a quiz. Not yet.
Yeah. Do you feel like quizzing?
No, I don't like quizzes.
Let's not make it.
No.
Do you know what it's called? This is just a question.
Okay. Maybe... Sally?
Yeah. Can you spell it?
C-A-H-L-I.
Wow.
You like those letters?
A lot. They were just like tickling in the most lovely way.
I was trying to spell it in a way that would give you most pleasure.
Oh, whoa. Surprising. For me, not for you. No. Wow, thank you.
You're really welcome. What do you think about the end of this radio show?
I think it's approaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've been inside it now for so long.
Yeah.
That it's maybe also going to be hard to end.
To end, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
You seem pretty confident.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I can't. I can't imagine the future. It's like, I guess, one of my abilities.
Yeah.
Or yeah, I don't know. Disabilities.
Yeah. Yeah. But can you imagine one thing about the future?
Oh. Who's it for? A fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the head.
On the on mouth.
The mouth?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
What is... Imagine it to be kind of a small fish.
Yeah.
Soft lips.
Can you imagine the end? Is it like if it's coming up over a mountaintop?
Oh yeah, now it is a bit.
It'll be coming around the mountain.
She comes. It'll be coming around. She comes. Is this a song that you are singing because of me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you like it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And I know you know the mountain that it's coming around.
I do, yeah. Yeah, or I don't think it exists in any of the landscapes I've seen.
Mm.
But half exists.
Mm. Oh, okay. I thought maybe half of the mountain.
Would be cool. No, it's a bit too round for any mountain I've actually seen. Although there is this very round mountain near where my grandparents live, called the Sugarloaf. It's kind of a daggy name for a mountain.
Is it slang for the mountain, or is it like its name?
I think it's the official name.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I've not been involved with much official business.
We don't know officially. No. Officiality.
No. For example, I never read a map around there.
No? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know that's surprising for you. Yeah.
And that's really surprising, I must say. I can't imagine it, actually. But it's because I love looking at maps.
You do? Do you think you've seen a map of every place you've been to?
Yeah. I don't know where I've been.
No.
But, like, maybe, like, for example, going for a long trip by boat, then I maybe haven't looked closely on the map of the ocean floor of the specific point in the ocean where I was. But
yeah.
And I think when I've been on land, I've been looking at maps for the most places.
Yeah, I haven't seen many maps.
No.
But I think they're nice.
Yeah.
From afar.
What does that mean? You prefer just looking at the landscape?
No. Just like I really like the existence of maps, but I just don't want them to be too close to my eyes.
Yeah.
But it's really nice to have them filtered through others. I like getting the map through you.
Yeah.
When you tell me where to go.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah. So yeah, I imagine we're sitting in the car and I'm on the passenger seat.
Which is unusual.
But yeah. I really like it when you drive.
Yeah, it's just the problem is the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm just so new.
Yeah.
In the car.
Yeah.
And then when I get over the 20 minutes, I just love it so much.
Yeah.
But it seems like you're ready at the beginning. Like you don't have the 20 minute.
No, but I have it in a lot of other fields of my life.
Yeah. But you're really, I think you're, from the times that I've known you, always ready to drive.
Yeah.
Like if a car appeared around you, you'd be like, so fine, put it in first.
I'm really behind that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's impressive. So I kind of, in a way, bow down to this driving strength.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Yeah, also just a beautiful driver. Too many compliments.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Madonna?
Yes.
And
credit where credit is due, or?
Can you say that in slow motion?
And credit where credit is due.
Okay, it's just a phrase. I don't know, maybe. It's wasn't also about you or pronounced it.
It's also came out of my mouth in a way that
some
I...
credits and due. And it felt like some kind of Irish drinking song.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's just me being unknowing. of a phrase.
It's really not
sounding like a drinking song. And credit where credit is due.
It's coming around the mountain.
Yeah.
No, actually, it just felt like saying these words. I don't even know if it's a phrase.
No.
But it got a bad reception, so I won't say it again.
I just wanted it more.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Slower.
Elaborate on that.
I think I just wanted to say... Oh, gross. I wanted to give... small presents to all that have made music on this show. You're just laughing at me now. And you're on your phone. I feel like you've turned into a teenager. You should chew gum also at the same time.
No, I just imagine you after the show, like, starting to make small, tiny presents. And making, like, 300 small, tiny presents out of, I don't know, beautiful paper and, yeah.
Yeah.
Putting them in the mailbox, having long conversations with PostNord, that guy from PostNord.
Jonathan from PostNord.
Out.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jonathan. Like, I really have not been getting back to you.
No, yeah, that was just what I was imagining. Yeah. And then laughing of